Paul Hawksby, Annie Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Now we're going to enter the world of the sports photographer. Richard Dickie Pelham is one of the very best. He has a new book out, Life Behind the Lens, 30 years of award-winning photography of sport's most iconic moments. Richard, good to see you.
Good afternoon, chaps.
Thanks ever so much for coming in. Do you prefer Dickie to Richard or Richard to Dickie? Don't you mind?
Dickie has been day one since I went to work, so yeah, it's got to be that.
We'll go with Dickie okay, then.
Yeah, sure. But when you have a coffee table book out like that, you've got to call yourself Richard.
Oh, it's a, yeah, okay. It's, it's a weighty term. The good people at Pitch have stepped up where many a publisher wouldn't, because they're not cheap to produce these. They've got to be on, by definition, kind of good quality paper, good quality stock. So you must be chuffed to have your collection put together like this.
Yeah, I'm proud. Pitch have done an amazing job with the designers and the writer. The pictures just come off the page. It's so good. They're brilliant. Yeah, they're brilliant.
And so many sports you've covered.
Yeah. I had the idea of 20 years ago that somebody would come to me one day and say, oh, there's a book. And then it got to 30 years and then Pitch came to me and they said, would you like to do this book? So I had everything together and I put 400 pictures up, and I think there's over 310 pictures in that book, but all of my favourites.
Wow. It is very glossy, and I was saying just before, being a great sports photographer is so much about capturing the moment. You know, it's a short moment, isn't it? And the difference between a great picture and a missing the moment is easy to do, I'd imagine.
1/1600th of a second, your shutter speed. But you know, when you've got that great image, it's a little tingle in the stomach. You know you've got a great image. Recently, when Lamachey got hit by Archer with the ball in the face,
yeah.
I was editing a picture, but I was still taking pictures at the same time. And I know I've got that picture. And when I actually looked at it, it's like, wow, it's a wow moment because the ball is in the grill and he hits it hard.
That's different. You talk about this in the book, doesn't it? That's changed, hasn't it, over the years? Because in the old days, you wouldn't know until it came back from the dark
room. From the dark room. And the union people in the dark room, they wouldn't let you have an early look. So, you know, you were sweating on it, having a cup of tea in the canteen, and then the necks come through the little hatch and you got your eyeglass out and it's, ooh, I've got one here.
What other difference has digital photography sort of made to the world of sports photography, would you say?
Instantly you see your images, and then the offices have the images within 2 or 3 minutes because you can file pictures from cameras. State of the art Olympic Stadium, West Ham, you plug your internet cables in and you're sending directly to an editor, and they see your pictures within seconds. You've either got the moment or you haven't.
And in terms of in terms of picture quality and the process that you go through as a snapper, has that changed at all? Is analog or digital or not?
Yeah, 100%. At the start of the book, they're like, it's grainy images, but people say, oh, the grainy images add to the history of the pictures. But as a photographer, your eye goes to the sharper images, like that AJ picture that you're looking at Wembley. Very, very low light, but it's still amazing quality.
It's not like vinyl, which people revere.
That's a great shout. That's a good shout, that, yeah. You know, negatives, when we went back into the library and we saw Gazza's Euro 96 goal, we sent one image from that, and then we pulled out 8 images from that. They were grainy, but that's what added to it. It was on the old Wembley Stadium, and you had the old scoreboard in the background.
So it's a famous celebration one, isn't it?
The dentist chair.
Is there a sport you like shooting more than others?
I suppose I should say football, but I love working in boxing. Boxing makes great pictures.
Right.
And it's the training the boxer has to go through and what he puts himself through to get into that fight. You know, there's an image in there of Dillian White, and he's hammering on someone and there's blood, gore and everything, but to get that one image, you work a lifetime for an image like that.
Tragic photo of Michael Watson, but it's a brilliant photo as well at the same time.
Yeah, I asked a few people about that picture, whether that should have been in the book, and they all went 100% okay. It was really tragic what happened to Michael. Sued the British Board of Boxing Control. Standards got better for boxers. Yeah, it's got to go in there because it's part of my history. The first ever one in the fight of Kayla and Christie in the outside the Stackers Casino years ago. You know, everyone, there were some bad words about that that picture that went in the papers. But, you know, once again, I think I had to put it in.
Sure.
It's the other thing as well, I suppose, that knack and that sixth sense you have of positioning yourself in the right place when you go and shoot an event. I've a mate of mine, you know, Mark Leach, photographer. Mark's told me about different stories of just getting this feeling of that he's there, but he's not in quite the right place, so he'll move himself somewhere else. And sometimes it'll pay off and sometimes it won't, but you can kind of smell it, can't you, I suppose?
Yeah, you try and guess the celebration, what's going to happen. You knew where Wrighty was going to run to because he'd tell you before. You knew what Gazza was going to do, but today's footballer is a different scenario. Okay, your club, you go to Tottenham, you go to the big end, you know where Song's going to run, you know where Kane's going to run. Chelsea's the same example. Players run to the corners, you roughly know where they're going to go.
Yeah.
Wrighty's good in the book, though, isn't he? He says that you knew what he was going to do, which is why you captured this, is when he scored his 179.
The T-shirt when he took... Bastion's record. Yeah,
he said there's something coming. He said there was something coming. So you just knew if he went left or right, you're in the right position. Yeah, yeah. We was with England and he said, oh, where are you sitting, Dickie? I said, I'll be sitting over there. And he went, expect a visit. Expect a visit.
Brilliant.
Because he knew he was going to score.
Yeah. The other thing, these are kind of action shots. There's not a lot of sort of posed stuff, but another staple of sports photography over the years is... which doesn't happen so much now, these kind of shots where the players at a certain time, they were prepared to do jokey stuff around cup finals. I mean, even Roy Keane, I remember before the cup final in 91, Roy Keane wearing a Robin Hood hat, holding a bow and arrow. I mean, good luck getting him to do that now, or indeed any player these days.
That was the player's pull.
What about Teddy Sheringham as a Teddy boy? How on earth did you get him to do that?
Well, I knew Teddy quite well, and he liked a funny picture, and I just said to him, I said, Ted, I've got an idea. Do you fancy dressing up as a Teddy boy for me? And he went, yeah, go on, I'll have that. And he said, and I've got something for the Christmas party.
And you mentioned the player pool there, because that was back in the old... We've talked about this on the show. I mean, they don't have it now, but there was a time when the cup final, getting to the FA Cup final, was a big deal, and the players would get a bit of money from everybody. If you got access, the newspapers would get access, and you'd get access, and you could effectively tell them exactly what you wanted the players.
What you're going to do,
put
exactly.
This on.
Yeah. That's right. I think I had Wrighty in a morning suit, and I did Lee Sharp because he did the Elvis Presley celebration. I managed to dress him up as Elvis Presley. My Gazza one's good. I did him as a gladiator. Yeah, I did him because he was in Rome. I got out there, and something went wrong out there. Helped Gazza out, and he said, "What do you actually want?" I went, "You as a gladiator," and he went, "Yeah, go on in, I'll do it."
Yeah,
I'll
he probably didn't take a lot of persuading to dress up. Nah. Is it harder with the current in football, or maybe in any sport, with the kind of nature of sort of celebrity in sport, to get them to do certain things or to have that same relationship you used to
have? That relationship's long gone. You wouldn't get a player to do anything stupid like that anymore. They're too hype. They're superstars, aren't they? Mm. Yeah, they're superstars.
And I suppose the agents step in and the brands around them step in and they want control over it. So does it become... Yep. I mean, really, but once they're on that pitch, on that running track, or they're in that ring, then all bets are off. That's when, you know, there's no control over that. They're just at work, aren't they?
Exactly. If they do something wrong, they kick someone, they punch someone, I'm not going to hold back. You've got to try and get that image.
Yeah.
Get that image.
Your favourite, I think, is an athletic shot, isn't it?
Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
I did wonder. I mean, it's a great photo, but I wondered why you'd chosen that as your favourite.
I didn't know at the time. I think the world record stood for 14 years. It was the big race. It was the second. It was the 200 metres. He was going for this second gold medal. And if you've seen that race on YouTube, he comes out of them blocks so fast. And we was on manual focus, it was on film, and he just come across the line, and as he jumps in midair, he looks around at the same time. It had everything that picture.
And you've got the kind of the time in the background board, so it's the composition, I suppose, from your point of view. The whole story is there in that photograph,
just,
isn't it?
It tells the story perfectly, and you know, a few photographers said that's just an amazing image to have.
Is there one you wish you'd taken and didn't get? Is there another kind of sports picture that you love?
Do you know, I'd love to have photographed Muhammad Ali in action.
Mm,
as you said, Monty, he did a lot.
Yeah.
He did a lot.
The late great Monty Fresco that we all knew, worked for the Mirror for years, who was quite a character, wasn't he? And he was of a generation earlier than you and did those shots.
I looked up to Monty. You know, when I was a kid, I was reading the newspaper and it was always Monty's pictures, and I thought, oh, I wish I could be as good as him. But to work with Monty was great.
The things that photographers could do then they couldn't do now. I remember when Swindon won the playoff final, and he'd known Glenn since he was a kid, Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah.
And Monty was at the side of the pitch, and Glenn was about to run on the pitch to join all his players right in the middle. And I could hear Monty, I could lip read, and he turned and he said, Glenn Love, turn around. I'm too old to be running about after you. Just give us a picture. I'm not moving. Just, so he got the picture there. So
that's Mont for you. Yeah, that's they reckon that Gazza and Vinny was posed up by Mont, but that wasn't posed.
No, that's
that was
classic
just a
picture.
That was your match, wasn't it?
Grubby. Yeah. There's some lovely off guard. Just a couple of pictures, both with Sir Alex Ferguson. One with Wayne Rooney, which you said you were telling us off air just now, told a story because there'd been stories that they'd fallen out in the press. But that picture really tells you that they were getting on very well, doesn't it? Because you can't cheat that.
I was told to watch, there's been a big fallout. He wants to leave, and he just grabbed him around the neck and cuddled him like a long-lost son. He just made a lovely image.
And I like the one with Paul Durkin because he had his fallouts with referees, didn't he, Fergie? But it's a lovely picture around the League Cup final, the look on his face, sort of playfully having a pop at the ref.
That was during the lineup, you know, when the teams are presented. That was just there, and Fergie's just made a joke of him, had a laugh of him.
Fantastic. Well, if you love your sports photography, you'll certainly love the book. It's Life Behind the Lens, Richard Pelham. It's published by Pitch. It's a weighty tome, and it'll look great on your coffee. It certainly look great on your coffee.
But it's on my
coffee. Andy, take
it. I was supposed to send you two.
Okay. We'll try and squeeze another one out of them if we can. Yeah. But Andy, I'll let you take that one.
That's very kind of you.
Dickie, good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming, and best of luck with the book. It's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport.